This is Az McCandish for Citizen 2014 Digital Commonwealth. We are at Somewhere 2 today, and I'm with Ruth from Glasgow Building Preservation Trust, and I'm just going to talk to her and find out a bit about WeDoors Open Day. So would you mind telling us a bit about yourself, Ruth?
Yeah, so my name's Ruth Morris, and I am the Events and Development Coordinator for Glasgow Building Preservation Trust. What the sort of charity usually does is restore sort of historic buildings and bring them back into use. But my role within the organisation is to help raise awareness of Glasgow's built heritage. And we do that through Glasgow Doors Open Day. So we've organised this WeDoors Open Day to give visitors to Glasgow and locals as well the opportunity to experience our usual Doors Open Day. And that will consist of lots of buildings opening their doors. We've got an audio trail. We've got some talks, some buses, a ferry. So we've got loads of things to do. So this is on the 23rd of July, so that is Wednesday the 23rd of July, and it tends to be between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. There's sort of various things happening out with that as well.
And how did you get involved in the sort of Commonwealth side of things with the WeDoors Open Day?
Yeah, so what we did was a sort of the group of the funders, so Glasgow Building Preservation Trust, Glasgow City Heritage Trust and Historic Glasgow got together and thought, do you know, we need to be doing something for the Games that gives a wee bit of access to Glasgow's architecture and to Glasgow's built heritage. And we came up with the idea of doing a little event that kind of highlights the key sort of buildings in Glasgow that that visitors really should be seeing when they're here. And so we've decided to do that, managed to get Celebrate funding as well, and then pulled the event together, got various different people on board to make sure that that we can open up the buildings.
Have you got any sort of personal highlights that you'd like to share with us? Is there anything you might go and see yourself or something you think shouldn't be missed?
I think it's really hard because I love all of them. With the 18 buildings, they're all so different. I mean, you've got things like the Britannia Panopticon Music Hall, and then you've got Mary Hillborough Halls, the Merchant's House of Glasgow, so you've got some really interesting ones. We've also got the two talks, so that's the story of Glasgow in four chapters, so it gives a good overview of the city's history. And we've also got the street names. And that's Bruce Dury, who he's sort of discussing about where the street names came from, and he's linking that in with the Commonwealth. So I think that'll be really interesting.
And is there anything else going on around the city that you're maybe looking forward to, or any sort of events that you're running in the future you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah, well, I think throughout the whole Games, then there's so many different events that are especially to do with architecture. I know I was listening to someone this morning, they were talking about the Tin Forest down at the Rotunda.
Oh, yeah.
I think that sounds really interesting. But later on in the year, we've got our usual September Doors Open Day. It's actually across all of Scotland as well, so Doors Open Days takes place all over September. It's part of European Heritage Days, so it's over the whole of Europe, really. So we're really looking forward to that. That's 15th till the 21st of September, and we'll have lots more buildings and things involved then.
Brilliant, that's great. I look forward to seeing that as well. Cheers.